Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, welcome, and we're going to get the callers here really quickly, and we're going to be doing readings for nothing for 2 hours. Maybe we'll be talking about Atlantis just a little bit. So we'll see what's up with that whole situation, that whole scenario. And if you want to give a call in here, please do so at 646-721-9031. Since there's nobody in the queue, we might actually be talking about a lot of things tonight. Anyway, I want to introduce my co-host, April. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So tell us a little bit about what's been going on with your day today, huh? All those crazy movies.
Well, I was watching Tyler Perry with my family and was giving readings on Facebook all day. I was remote viewing some things for some people.
So you want
to
give
me...
You had a busy day? Sorry. I was just going to say, if you could, sometimes with people ask the question, what is remote viewing? And what would you say if they asked you that question?
Well, a lot of remote viewers don't like to be associated with psychics, but I think they do pretty much the same thing. The only difference is remote viewers have a methodology, and there's a set protocol that they use, and there's lots of different methods of remote viewing. There's technical remote viewing, coordinate remote viewing, extended remote viewing. And there's lots of different teachers. Ed Dames or David Morehouse are a few examples. I actually got the DVDs from Ed Dames. So,
and how's that working for you? Is it really insightful for you? Does it help you? Or do you think it kind of confuses you sometimes?
Well, if you have an hour to sit in one spot with pen and paper and record everything that you're getting, and that doesn't bother you to sit there for an hour and follow really trite, redundant procedure, then you'll do great at it.
Okay. How could you put it any better than that? You know, I'm sitting here looking at some of these people that actually do this kind of remote viewing with the technical, logical part about the whole thing, and it seems like a lot of those people you can trace back to working with the government years ago. Have you found that yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all. That's all you got to say is yeah.
I don't want to misquote anything.
No, it's not misquoting. It's the ideal, your opinion, what you think. You know, from the I tell people all the time, if you find evidence that you've actually found yourself and how you perceived it, then you have the right to sit there and give your opinion about that.
Yeah, a lot of the remote viewing methodologies that are out there today being taught to civilians, at one point they were confidential and they were used by the government to spy on Russians.
It kind of makes you wonder about the government itself, doesn't it, when you look at the things that and the stuff they do, as they call it, under the veil of using they use national security as a cover to actually protect themselves and their own asses. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. But does it kind of make you, how do you feel about the situation of always all the secrecy about things that they should be teaching the public in the first place so they can actually make a difference in their own lives?
Well, I think that everyone should be taught how to remote view, but I think people are afraid of living in a world with no secrets.
Yeah, a world with no secrets would be in a world of people actually being able to love each other unconditionally, because there would be no limitations.
I agree.
So, is your head on fire? Well, I don't want to think no more. I know there's any kind of subjects that have a tendency to go deep into government kind of stuff can actually set your brain on fire. It's too much thinking, too much process. So with the situation at hand, when was the last time you actually had an in-depth reading yourself, since you've been doing readings all day by readings and seem like you've been doing a lot of work for everybody else?
I haven't had an in-depth reading in about 30 days.
So what's your recommendation? They say that most people should have two readings, one every 6 months. I'm pretty sure there's some research out there you've come across that that you've picked up along the way that would sit there and say maybe you shouldn't. Maybe there should be more. I've always said this too, where it's like it depends on the circumstances and the situation. Because there are some situations that you can actually work with people on making decisions on how to get away from the situation or make a situation a little bit better, where you might actually have to work with them, you know, daily and weekly. Like you have a friend, don't you have a friend who has a tendency to ask for a lot of readings?
Cause yeah.
It seems like with this kind of work and stuff like that, you have a lot of people who think that you can just sit there and just grab it, keep punching the answers out for them. They don't realize that we do need some downtime from time to time.
Yeah, I've had this friend ask me for readings like 5 times a day, and I'm like, well, what more can I tell you? Nothing's going to change between the last reading I just gave you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to the point where they're trying to get me to control their life based on what I say. That's how they make their decisions, based off of what I say. And I had to tell them today that they should just figure out what they want and then create their own future, instead of asking me all the time what their future is going to be. Because it sounds like they don't know what they want for themselves.
Oh, I hate my hands dry. Yeah, that's called codependency. always trying to live life according to how other people think you should live your life, when they should actually be making their own decisions. And it's like trying to help people understand that the process of doing readings for people, it's just the idea of giving information. So therefore, you can take that, you can use it as leverage to make some changes in your life. We have D on the line, too. Let's bring her on and see what's up. Hello, D. What's up, Aaron?
Hi. What's up? I don't know. Been an interesting day, anyway.
Pretty interesting day. Can you hear D?
No, it's just been...
Can D?
Yeah, I can. Hi.
Can you hear April now?
Yes, I can hear her.
Okay, more likely.
Oh, April, yeah, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Have you been listening to the show while we sit trying to...
I got here a little late. I was working on a necklace.
Working on a necklace?
For me.
Wow.
One that I knew I needed to make for myself.
Attempting to do with anything to do with chakras?
No, it had to do with healing stones that I needed for myself. Aquamarine, and I put smoky quartz with it. And
smoky
some silver.
Quartz.
Isn't that for protection?
Smoky quartz will... Yeah, it tempers... It's more of a calming effect. It sort of... Because the other is more for... it's a psychic and all that. And putting the smoky quartz with it just sort of keeps you from being overwhelmed by what the aquamarine brings.
It
was something that we just led to, so I was working on that.
You know? Thanks, Missy. We're live, and I think about 300 people just heard them. Who's here? Okay, thanks.
No, they already knew that, Donnie.
Just kidding. Huh?
Yeah, that was last night.
That was last night. Anyway.
Yeah, you had to get some sleep, otherwise you're going to be really up tonight.
Yeah, I'm almost done. Everybody's laughing
right
now.
I do care about something.
You've accomplished your goal.
Earlier tonight, I called into Daryl Wood's show, and there's a woman who makes something that's called Angelic Mist. Something that she makes that she makes it specially for each individual.
Uh-huh.
And really interesting stuff. And Daryl thought I could use some. And she's flexible on what she will take for payment. And she said she would be interested in taking a piece of jewelry for what she makes. Really interesting.
So how does she make this mist? I mean, natural ingredients.
Well, part of it is from what I remember, because I'll be saving them. I saved the show. It's one of those angelically inspired things, and she knows that somehow she gets she does tune into you, to each individual. I think she gets a little bit of background on you, and then she'll be led to exactly how many drops of whatever it is you need, maybe it's 3 drops of lavender oil or whatever it happens to be. And she uses what she calls moon water, which has been blessed. Water that's been blessed from the full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also, and she puts crystals in the bottle, before when she makes it.
Right.
And I guess the mist is really, really does wonders.
Hmm. How long has she been doing this?
Huh?
How long has she been doing this?
I don't remember, but I don't think it's been too terribly long. mm-hmm. doing it for a little while until he finally got to the point of realizing, you know, that she needed to be, you know, an exchange of energy and to be compensated. But she said she was flexible, so I told her I was going to be contacting her and mm-hmm. mentioned something about my jewelry, and Daryl thought she would take a piece, so I thought that would be a good
right.
way to do it. She makes small
mm-hmm.
bottles. I think it's like small and large, and $20 for is a small bottle, $40 is for a large. And it's a, I guess it's a spray mist. It's, I think
mm-hmm.
it's his son said that he uses it because he's got healing ability, and he sprays his sheets at night, and he has more lucid dreams and sleeps better.
Huh. Hmm. Well, that's nice.
It sounds interesting.
Well, yeah,
something worth looking into.
It sounds like something I should try. I would do anything to lucid dream more.
Yeah. More lucid
yeah.
dreaming means more going out and hanging out with somebody you really want to hang out with, right? Right, April?
Yeah.
Let's see. No, I was sitting there looking at the thing. It was looking at the board and saying, hey, you know, if anybody out there wants to actually do a reading or get some answers to your questions, please give us a call here at 646-721-9031. Also, I do private readings as well, and I got my phone number finally fixed and got it all taken care of and that kind of thing. So now you can give me a call at 740-500-8863 for a nice in-depth private reading. And for the people who call the show, we actually have a special prize for you at $33.33 for a 60-minute session. For a 40-minute session, it's only $22.22. For a 20-minute session, it's only $11.11. And for a one-card 15-minute reading, it's only $9.99. And for a 90-minute session, 90-to-2-hour session, which is where we do the relationship counseling and work with the kids and that kind of thing. And also you get an angel card reading with those two as well. And they're only going for $77.77. So that's our March special going on that we're giving back to all the callers and all the people who have been listening and supporting the show and that kind of stuff. So if you want to give us a call in here, please do so. I have two numbers to get a hold of. I have heard people saying that when they call the 740-601-9835 number, that they've actually, a girl has answered. What I'm trying to figure out on the whole thing is, how's that possible since it's my Skype number? So I was going to take some time tomorrow and do a little research on that, try to figure that out. But as far as I know, I've called the number myself from my other phone, and I've never had any problems with it. It could be that maybe...
I've called that number plenty of times, and I've never had a girl answer.
I know, so that's what I'm saying. I'm going to take a little time tomorrow and maybe do some research on it, because I actually did have somebody email me once, too, and she told me to take the number off, take that number off because something's going on. And I'm like, what number are you I was trying to figure it out. So I guess we're going to take some time tomorrow and do that. Anyway, if you want to give us a call for any private sessions and get one of these seven-card readings, actually we have a variation of 7, 5, and 3. And also the situation, we tell everybody the regular price for these sessions, a 60-minute session is actually $125, a 40-minute session is $75, and a 20-minute session is actually $55. And for the one-card angel reading, which is the 15-minute session, is $35. And then for the 90-minute and 2-hour sessions where we do relationship counseling and life coaching and working with kids and their gifts and that kind of stuff, so those things are usually $135. But right now, for a limited time offer, having our March special, and people who call the radio show, you get a 60-minute session for $33.33, a 40-minute session for $22.22, and then the 20-minute session that most people like. So I always recommend the hour since, you know, I'm going to put the whole thing in there. But definitely take advantage of this. And 20-minute session is only $11.11. And the one-card readings are also amazing, too, where we can actually take one card and actually do a complete reading. So, you know, the idea is something I've been working with for a long time. So check it out. In the 90-minute sessions, we actually sit down and do some life coaching, past life regressions, readings, and those kind of things. Plus, we also give you a 7-card angel reading from whatever deck you choose. We actually have 3 big decks that we can choose from, ranging from the Archangels to Healing Angels, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael, and also my Romance Angel cards and the Life Purpose cards. So give us a call at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835. or contact me to my website, which is actually www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Those numbers again is 740-500-8863 and 740-601-9835 and website www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Please, we usually have a little bit of time before the shows. Every week, our shows go like this. Tuesdays and Thursdays, Fridays and Saturdays and Sunday, they're 11 o'clock shows, and they're 2 hours long. Mondays and Wednesdays, the shows are on at 11 a.m. And they're also two-hour shows. So join us on those shows. And each time we're going to go, also weekly, we're going to be giving away a 60-minute session for the 10th caller. When you call in and you are the 10th caller, you will get a 60-minute session to actually take advantage of anything you'd like to take advantage of. It could be anything that we do. Life, you know, you could call me on Skype and get a palm reading if you want to. I've actually done those on a couple of companies I work for. So it's pretty amazing exactly what you can pick up. And actually, April, one night I was actually doing a palm reading for a lady, and I was doing it remote viewing. So she asked me, she goes, can you remote view and do a palm reading for me? And I was sitting there going, I started focusing on her, and I started telling her all this stuff. And I said, I'm not really sure if you can or not, but I said, I do see this with your hands. And I see that you got a long line on your finger that does it, and we saw the whole thing. And she's like, that's exactly right. I said, well, I guess the answer is yes, we can.
That's pretty amazing. You remote viewed her palm, like
yeah.
She was presently there.
Yeah, picking up everything that goes along with it. And she was just like, And usually when I do palm readings, I'm also an empath, so I like to connect with people. So I don't like to just read the hand itself. I also like to pick up events and stuff that's happened in their lives. I can pick it up through them. So, you know, it's one of those things. I've actually had people, I swear to you, I've had people scoot away from the table. I freaked them out so much with the accuracy and that kind of stuff. So definitely give us a call. And also, as we go through the show tonight, too, please go to the website if you hear us talk about any kind of books that maybe you didn't get all the information and that kind of stuff, because I have a page on my webpage for nothing but books and links. And we also made it very easy for you that you can also go to Amazon and order those books, too, just by clicking on the links on the link page. And I think there's a link on the book page too as well, so it makes it a whole lot easier for you. Just click and you're in there, you go. Because, you know, I always feel like the best thing to do with information is to get it as quick as possible. So check those out too as well. We actually have a couple of callers in the queue, but before we get to them, we'll ask Dee to also give out her information. And I look at April, the last time I was talking with April, I was like, I just wanted to sit here and say, April, coming soon. So she'll have all the information out there for you, because I feel like once she makes that step to go out there and do what she's going to do, she's going to blow everybody away. So go. So let's go over to Dee now and let her give out her information on how they can reach her to do sessions with her too as well. So take it away, Dee.
Hi. If you'd like to reach me for reading, you can reach me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. Fairy in the Moonlight at yahoo.com, which is F-A-E-R-Y. You can reach me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. You can also reach me at 207-374-5072. I work for donations, and usually like an email reading would be about $20 donation. And I was worth of my time. Over the phone would be about $60 for a donation, and if we're working on either MSN or Yahoo, somewhere between 25 and somewhere in there, I'm willing to work within your budget, because I know not everybody has a lot of money to spend, so we can work something out. And once you email me, just please put something in the email that lets me know that you're looking for reading, so it won't necessarily wind up in my junk folder. I might not see it. I think that's just about it. And I'm,
okay.
You know, like I said, I'm going to work within your budget, and I'll get back to you, you know, ASAP. And I'll
keep
you waiting.
That's good. Yeah, we'd like to get all of our readings done after we schedule it, at least in 24 hours, unless you specify otherwise.
That's a good idea.
Also,
right.
I was looking at the situation, too, telling everybody that with Skype and everything that goes along with the whole situation, we can do group readings, we can do sessions and parties and that kind of stuff, but we can do it all through We can do them all through. We can do them all through Skype. It's a new session we've been doing where we can actually do a group reading with people on the Skype, like between 5 to 10 people. All you got to do is all have Skype, that kind of thing. Or we can have a party where you could prop up a laptop in there, and I could come through. I can come through on Skype, and everybody can sit down at the table, and we'll do a session. Simple as that. So give us a call. And yet for the viewers, because like I'm on television, for the people listening in who actually are out there hearing this whole thing, like I said, we always have a March special, and we're having a special for the people who do call the show, that if you want to sit down with 10 of your friends and do a Skype session, they're usually $150 for 10 people. And, well, it's actually $150 for a group reading itself, but right now for our March special, we're actually giving that to everybody out there for $100. And actually, yes. So for $100, you can actually have 5 to 10 of your friends all kick in and come. All they gotta do is all sign on Skype at the same time. Or, like I said before, it could be a party situation where you're having a party and you want to have a psychic there. But you live in Washington and I live in Colorado. What you do is we sit down, work out the details. You pop up a laptop. I sign on to Skype. My face will pop up. People come to the screen. I can actually show them. I can show them the cards. If it's a palm reading or whatever, it's just the ideal of, like I said, going out the details, working out the connections, that kind of stuff. It's a wonderful experience, and it's the idea of people getting the answers and not having to travel clear to Colorado to get them. So, you know, it's one of those situations. So if you'd like to take advantage of that, please do so. We're also still looking for sponsorship. And for a price of $40 sponsorship, you can also get your product and you promoted. At the same time, you're supporting us at getting the message out there, so give us a call on that, too, as well. And if you also just want to just advertise to our show, give us a call. It's 740-500-8863. That's my private line. And we'll sit down and talk about it and discuss it. And work out a nice little deal for both of us and put us both in a win-win situation, all right? Also, if you have a child who's very gifted and you don't know how to deal with that situation and you're just kind of like pulling your hair out, give us a call. We'll sit down, and we have sessions for that, too, as well. And when it comes to those situations, we do work with your budget. So just tell us what it is. We'll sit down, work out the details, and we'll help you work with your child where you can both work together and also get the tools you need. And usually in a situation like that, we find out also that the person who has a gifted child also has gifts of their own that they never thought about. So it's a great experience of learning a lot about each other. So definitely take advantage of those situations, too. And those sessions, they're usually $135. But like you said before, right now with the specials, with the shows and that kind of stuff, you can get that for $77. $0.77. So give us a call, 740-500-8863. We're actually trying to put a lot of things in there and that kind of stuff working. And just helping people discover themselves and what they can do in that kind of situation, which you're making major changes in their lives. So I see that the queue is lighting up with callers. So let's get to our callers. What do you say, Dee and April? Let's take some calls. You ready?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I'm not ready. I'm just kidding. It's, we got a call. I think it's a private number. It's kind of front of the private numbers in it. 1111111, which is actually a good focus and manifestation number. 1111. Okay.
Hello.
You're on the air. You're on the air. Hello. How are you?
Hi.
Hello.
Yes,
hello?
You're on the air. Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us? Hello? Can you hear
hello?
Us? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hello.
That last lady hung up. Hey, I got a special charity case. You got to hear about this one. I'm taking care of a guy in a wheelchair. He got shot up in the hood. I'm doing community service. Is that something that you can even give a reading for?
You're doing community service, taking care of a guy in a wheelchair?
Yeah, I committed a felony. I'm a strip club DJ, and I was doing some pimping, and I got convicted of a felony for being a pimp. Now I got to go to the rehab center and take care of this guy who got shot up in the hood named Timmy Boo Hansen. We're in Distorted View, Ohio, and it's the suburbs of Columbus. He got shot up in the hood, man. I got to change his diapers. It's my judge's order. But can I get a reading for this guy, man? My life is bad. I've committed felonies, but this guy's in a wheelchair, shot up from the hood. He can't talk. He's got a helmet. Can I even get a reading for this situation, or is this too complicated?
No, it's not complicated.
I'd be willing to, you know, get a 10-person group reading. Some other people here at the rehab center really love this guy, Timmy Guhensen. It's a group thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're all trying to get our lives back in order.
Oh, no problem. Let's see what D can pick up with the situation. Go ahead, D.
Go ahead, D.
At the moment, I'm just, you know, everything just sort of, whoa, I just really feel for this guy.
Yeah,
that's my first reaction. I really, you know, it's, no.
The
wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, he got shot up in the hood.
So you say you're in Columbus?
It's just my mind is just...
Pardon?
I said you say you're in Columbus or around Columbus?
Yeah, the suburbs of Columbus. Distorted View, it's a suburb.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand. Yeah, I'm very familiar with those places, that guy.
The guy in the wheelchair, what's his name?
Yeah. Timmy Boo Henson. That's his street name, Timmy Boo. Timmy Boo, what it do? He was a rapper.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Who did piss off?
His name is Jimmy?
Timmy. Timmy Boo Henson, yeah. He's a really good guy. He's really
smart. I thought it.
He just loves
I'm wondering who he pissed
wheelchair.
Off.
He was just sitting on the porch, man. He got shot, you know. Dudes drove by in the hood and shot him. He was innocent.
I'm just thinking he pissed somebody off.
No, he was just in the bad part of the hood. No. Sitting on the porch, got shot up.
I see, like, some money in the bank, like, being opened up to him, either in the present or in the future.
I love that scenario.
We
need help for Timmy Boo. He's a good guy. He's had a bad life.
Well, it seems like he's got some stuff coming to him where it seems to make things a whole lot easier for him.
Yeah.
You don't feel? And you don't feel like that the ideal. So I guess the guy's got some back injuries?
Yeah, he can't walk. He's in his wheelchair. He's paralyzed. I changed his diapers. I'm not kidding you. Let's be honest. I'll be open with you. That's what I do. I'm doing community service. You know?
No, I was just going to say, with the Timmy guy you're talking about, it seems like he's
Timmy
pretty
Boo.
Angry, too.
Timmy
yeah,
Boo.
It seems like he's pretty angry
he's
with the ideal.
Yeah, he's in a wheelchair. He's angry, man. He beats his helmet on the windows. He's angry, man. He needs solvents.
He needs what?
He needs solvents and rescue.
But when you said earlier the situation you're referring, if you want, it's like the idea, right? Like
yeah.
Asking the question, is there help coming for this guy where he can actually have a more pleasant life? I get the impression definitely.
Yeah.
Actually, I keep getting like in the next couple of months. So it's not
it
something
that's
going to be.
I agree with you. Yes. Huh? I feel that. I feel that same thing. I feel that sunshine up my ass. He's a good guy.
You feel. Yeah. Well, tell him he's got some help coming in about 2 months. It should be major money coming.
Oh, yeah, he's got a... Oh, man, you should see his lawyer. His lawyer comes over, hugs him, and just loves this guy. He knows he's going to get paid for getting shot up in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he's got a paycheck coming, but he ain't, you know... It's just going to need a fancier wheelchair for him and, some type of fancy helmet. That's all he's going to get out of it because he's, paralyzed.
Maybe the lawyer's going to bring the big cash to him.
Oh, I know this lawyer, man. He comes to the strip club that I work at. I'm a strip club DJ. I know the lawyer. He's got big cash. He makes it rain.
Have you ever? Mm-hmm. So have you ever done radio besides DJing?
Oh yeah, you know I've been on the radio, right?
Right.
Yeah. You ever heard of Scott Farrell? Jimmy Blue? Howard Stern? Hello?
No, no, I heard you. I was sitting here looking at the situation. I was saying, to me personally, I used to listen to those guys in Columbus on QF96, the morning guys.
Oh, Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know Timmy Blue Hansen from Distorted View? Do you listen to that show, Distorted View? He does
no,
a podcast.
I don't.
It's like a humorous podcast, mm-hmm. and his name is Timmy Blue Hansen. DistortedView.com. It's really funny. I try doing, you know, calling in and stuff, doing bits for him. But Columbus, that's where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
You should respect him. It's a good show out of Columbus, man. He's a gay guy.
Right.
But it's, he does, you know, distorted stuff on the internet. It's really funny. It's a good podcast. I recommend it.
And no problem. I'll check it out. Do you have two daughters?
Yeah. Two daughters? No. I got two and a half.
You got two and a half?
Uh-huh.
How is that?
It's a long story.
Oh, so maybe you like I do, like I got. I got one sister and two half-sisters.
Right, right. Yeah, plus I'm from the backwoods, so don't ask.
Okay, no problem.
We do things different in the woods. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, distortedview.com, man. You should listen to that show.
No, I'll definitely check out that show.
Yeah, my name's Circle of DJ. I do stuff on there. I submit bits, you know, kind of humor bits. I try to be funny,
uh-huh.
you know. Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not.
Right.
Right.
Okay, no problem. We will definitely check that out.
Yeah,
you can tell your friend that things are going to be a whole lot brighter. Seriously.
Yeah, Timmy Blue Hansen, man, he's in his wheelchair. It's really bad. He got shot up in the hood. Shot up in the hood, the hood of Columbus, man. The Distorted View, suburb.
Yeah, I've been up Columbus. It's been kind of crazy, some of those neighborhoods, and you're just like,
yeah.
I used to go up there and donate plasma up there on High Street.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, in Columbus?
Uh-huh.
So you never
met... Oh, yeah, we're we're actually, right now, I'm actually broadcasting from Delaware.
Delaware? Oh, okay. Oh, you're in a tax... You're trying to get a tax cheat going on? That's where all the credit cards are, Delaware and South Dakota.
Right. Seems that way, don't it?
Mm-hmm. Hey, you're a fast typer.
What's that?
You're a good typer.
Thank you. Hell, we got an echo going on now. What's that?
No, I got my headphones on. I the echo's not me. I don't have any speakers going. I know how to do this.
No, every once in a while I could just kind of bounce off of something real quick. I got to get an echo back.
Solar flares. Yeah. It's causing problems.
Yeah, here they're. Yeah, we got solar flares. We got Mercury going. Mercury's coming out of retrograde, I think. Then we got, what is it, Uranus with a slow twist.
Oh, woohoo! The slow twist starfish now.
Right.
Yeah, I know that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a turnip twister.
Yeah, it's been one of those crazy busy nights with a lot of things going on there, that kind of stuff, so.
Yeah. Well, this is doomsday yet. We're all alive. We're just chilling, hanging out. Having a good time.
That's it.
I'm watching MASH.
So is it. I'm watching MASH.
Colonel Potter, yeah,
that's all.
He's getting drunk with BJ and Hawkeye.
Ah, cool.
They're doing shots.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
So which one, like when we watch MASH and we take a look at situations, which MASH do you guys look better? Do you like the one where they used to have, when they had that Wayne guy with Hawkeye's sidekick and Henry Blake? Or do you like the one with Colonel Potter and BJ?
They're both good. I mean, the guy that died originally from the first first part of the seasons, man, he was really good. That was good. Colonel Potter's
Henry?
Good, too, though. Yeah. Yeah,
Henry Blake. Was,
no,
they, yeah,
no,
Henry
what
Blake
they
was
did.
Good.
That was good. Henry Blake was good.
The funniest episode.
It seems like every time somebody left and they brought somebody new on, they were just as good. They didn't miss a beat.
Yeah, and also the guy who played what was the first sidekick that that Hawkeye had? What was his name?
Trapper John.
Trapper John. Did everybody catch that later? What was it back in the late? What was it? Back in the '80s, I think it was
Trapper
when they
John
had the Trapper
MD.
John. Yeah, that was actually a spinoff.
That was Trapper
MASH.
John MD with Carnell Roberts.
Yeah, because
oh, yeah,
have
the guy he'd steal all the drugs from the pharmacy. He'd take the oxy and then he'd get wasted. Yeah, needles
actually,
in his arm.
And plus, the guy in the original series who actually played him, the reason he quit was because he was actually making more money in private enterprise than he was making on that show. So he had to quit the show because he was actually losing money. That's why that character. Yeah, that's why those characters got kicked. That's why he took a hell of a hike. And then Henry decided to go off and start doing other things. And then after he got away from the show, he wanted to come back.
Frank Burns.
And I have...
What a moron. This guy's sitting here with a gun.
Yeah, we also had that one... What was the one episode I saw with Henry where they were taking everything and burning everything up because it was so cold? And you see Henry sitting in his office. They cut the legs off of his desk and stole his drawers, right? And he's sitting there, and he had this famous line where he said, it just sucks when someone takes your legs and burns your drawers. So
yeah.
It was just the way he put it, just the way Henry Blake was. And then we had that one dude. What was his name? The guy from the CIA. Every time you turn around, he was always trying to come off like he was this great agent, and he was either break his leg or break his arm. Can't remember.
Are you
talking
about Flag?
Yeah,
him. Flag?
Yeah.
You talking about Flag there who was always saying he was somebody, but and disappearing, and
exactly.
He'd show up and then poof, he was gone.
Yeah, he was Flag. He was the greatest example of government. Because it was all screwed up.
He was a snafu. Situation normal, all fucked up.
Gotcha. Well.
Hey, that's my life.
I.
Dang, I just rolled up a one.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, man. And keep
my
in touch
neighbor.
With us.
My neighbor needs some prayers, dude. You should hear this guy. He is a Jehovah's Witness. He's yelling at his wife, man. Oh, God, I can hear him. I should put the mic out in the hallway, but it was scary. Oh, Jehovah's going to beat her down.
I guess Jehovah's him, huh?
He just got back from the bar. I saw him coming back with that case of beer in his hand. I was like, uh-oh, here we go. He's raging.
Oh, no problem.
Timmy Boo, what did you?
That's
a guy in the wheelchair, man.
All right. Okay.
We're at the rehab center, man. Me and Timmy Boo were just hanging out at the rehab center, listening to shit on the internet.
All right, man.
Killing
no
time.
Problem, man. Jelly, I hear you.
At midnight.
Sounds like fun.
Yep. I'm going to get off communication and go back to college.
Well, we'll talk to you later. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I'm going to get up to work, do a couple hours at the strip club. Bar time's about, a couple hours.
I got you.
All right, man.
Well, have a good time. All right, talk to you later.
Bye-bye now.
You're good people.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Good conversation. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Oh. Well, don't you hate that when you hit the button and you take off two people instead of one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. It's actually Bo Vivo. Welcome to the show, and how are you? Say hello to April D. And what's your name?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Their name is silent.
Okay. Hello. It's Bo and Vivo. Vivo. I think that's what it is. You're on the air. How you doing? Okay. Let's go up here to area code 603. Hello, 603. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
We got New Hampshire again. Hello?
They actually came back, too.
Yeah, and I know that
off.
I know that area code so well.
What, 603?
603, yeah, it's New Hampshire. It's right next door to Maine.
Okay. Let's see, we have an area
and
code.
And the other one that I know real well is 802, which is Vermont.
Yeah. Right now we... 814, area code. You're on the air. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi, it's Terry. I was just calling in to listen. I was too lazy to turn my PC on.
Mm-hmm.
So
you just called in
to
listen?
I talked to you last night.
So, Terry,
yeah,
you want me to put
okay?
you back on? You want to put, yeah, I was going to say for some reason I can't talk. Do you want to go back on holds? You want to go back on listen mode, right?
Yeah, you're going to call me tomorrow?
Yes.
Or Skype me? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Okay.
So I'll just put you back on listen
okay.
mode, and we'll talk tomorrow then, okay?
Thank you.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh. And we'll go back up to here. Area code 603, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Namaste, my dear brothers and sisters of love and light. How are you all shining tonight?
Ah. Hi.
April's typing.
Sorry, hi.
You've got 603, I can tell the voice.
Yes, how's it going? Didn't you have a show, too?
Yes, I did tonight. Yes, I did. And went well. The the guest I was hoping to have didn't work out. But so I'm going to follow up with them tomorrow. They said, so that's all right. I had a friend of mine pitch in, which I usually do, and it worked out good. But what I wanted to ask, but I don't want to go into the specifics. But Ghani, you know the specifics of it. There's been a challenge with my 13-year-old son, and we don't know, he got into trouble, but we don't know if he's actually guilty or not, if he did it or not, and what will happen with it, if anything.
What do you think, April?
I'm getting mixed signals, so I'm going to try my cards, actually.
Well, while she's working on the cards, Dee, what are you picking up?
I'm just sort of getting that. I guess my impression is that nobody's being very forthright, maybe, and that your son isn't really telling you everything.
Right. How about the other family that's involved?
I don't think I feel so good about them. I'm not sure they're the most, and I don't like to say things like this, maybe, but the most upstanding people.
Mm.
I may be way off base, but I just get the impression that I wouldn't want to have to really deal with them.
All right.
Something doesn't sound right.
Well, why don't we just request that Archangel Michael come in and bring in divine justice? influence and healing for everyone that's involved.
Yeah, because I sit there and pick up on the situation of people that might be, actually I get the impression they're too angry to actually see past their anger.
Definitely.
So you feel like there's more to the situation, not just what happened, but also things that they've hung on to for so long from the past that's actually fueling this whole thing too.
I don't think you've got the full story.
I kind of figured that.
Now,
like
something
everybody.
Is something. It just. I'm going to say it doesn't set right with me.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of confusion. I almost want to say there. Well, I'm going to say it. There are too many different versions of the story. Have you ever actually gotten one straight answer from anybody?
No.
I didn't think so.
Probably not.
I don't
but
know, but I'm just wondering, is your son protecting somebody, or is he just...
I don't know. You don't know.
I just don't think he's... I don't think he's being totally honest with you.
Mm-hmm. All right, so like I said, let's just bring in Archangel Michael and have him do... What he is here to do, to help us.
Right. Shed the light on the situation and bring things out from the dark into the light so everybody can see the truth. Huh?
Yes.
I think your son looks at you like an enemy, like he doesn't trust you enough to tell you what was going on. He would rather confide in his friends than talk to you. And I think he's hiding a lot and that he is doing something wrong. But in his opinion, he thinks everyone's making a bigger deal out of it than what it is.
Yeah, it's like looking at a situation going...
He doesn't see
that.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, because I sort of look at the situation...
But I don't think he realizes that
guilty.
It is severe.
Right. It's like he gets the impression that he's guilty of his actions, but... When you look at the situation and look at things and what's going on, what is the actions? What's going on? What's the situation? What's truth and what's not truth? Because you feel like that, sure, that's, the way it came to me very clearly was the idea of being he's guilty of his actions, but there's also someone on the other side of the situation is also guilty of their actions as well. So it's just that one-sided. And it seems like the family's trying to make it one-sided. Your son's
right.
Not really looking at it in any other way of way he wants to, like she said, be, trust the friends. I feel like it's one of those things where he should come to you because that's the only way he would actually be in a situation where he'd be safe. Because
right.
Like the idea of trust, he's trusting people as he calls friends, but when you really look at the situations that he's been through, you feel like these are friends that he's attracted through his own fears that have a tendency to reinforce those, so he embraces those and them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're kids. They can't give him the guidance, the wisdom, and all that you can give him.
Right.
They can tell him all kinds of things, and I think he's in a place where he'll buy anything that somebody tells him, whether it's right, wrong, good for him, bad for him. He's in a place where if he's not careful, he's going to make some bigger mistakes, and it's really going to cost him down the line.
Yeah, it's like
right.
You got to embrace. Embracing you would actually see a positive outcome to the situation. If he keeps avoiding you,
right.
Then it's kind of like up in the air. But, you know, like you said before, you bring an Archangel Michael into the whole thing and divine intervention, so he's still going to get a positive outcome. It's just you got to hold it. You got to hold tightly to those. Then actually try to believe them, the situation, even the people that are involved with it that are in the legal system. Really, when you sit there and look at who they are, I wouldn't trust them either.
Well, yeah, I agree with you on that, totally.
Yeah.
Now you've got to be
very careful who you confide in.
So basically,
I
said before, the only one that can really bring the right and best resolution to this is Source and Michael.
Yeah, because the two cards I pulled out myself is Trust and Guardian Angels. And actually,
he needs to be surrounded with protection.
Yeah, it's like I got Trust, Guardian Angels. The next two cards was Answered Prayers and New Beginnings. So it's like almost pointing out the idea of trusting divine intervention, because you know for a fact that what you've been asking for and focusing on is answered prayers and a new beginning. Not just the ideal of the situation, but I feel like when it's all said and done over with, it'll be a new beginning between you and your son.
Sounds good. We'll just ask for all the collective consciousness of all the angels of love and light to come aid and assist us, our family, and bring an infinite divine grace from source.
Let me ask you a question. Go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask you how many like
bring in infinite grace in all aspects of our linear, non-linear soul experience for everyone in the family.
So, Mark, can I ask you a question, please?
Sure.
Might sound like a crazy question, but how many languages do you know?
Earth languages, just one.
Just one? I was just wondering, because it seemed like I always felt like maybe it's just the idea of working with angels and stuff. There's a different kind of language with those, too. But they actually say there's an ancient language of angels.
When I do my toning, I'm bringing directly from prime source. And when I did my one of my shows recently with Mr. Azrael, we were channeling in one of the star languages. She was doing one, I was doing a different one. So there are other off-world languages and frequencies from source that I do channel, but they're not Earth languages.
And I've actually heard that too, that there's an ancient language of angels. So, usually when you channel in, you have a tendency to bring everything that comes with it. So,
Mark, have you ever thought of using reverse psychology with your son?
Well, I'm not really expert on how to do that, but I can figure that. I'll work on that.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you've always been a parent to him, but if you could show him more of like being a friend to him, maybe for a week, that your relationship might turn around. You can fool him or trick him into telling you everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Right. That makes sense. I'll give it a try.
Yeah. I wouldn't use the word trick. More like motivation. But I understand what she's saying. It's just the idea of approaching it from a different direction, a different angle than we normally would do with a situation which is not getting a good result. I understand where she's coming from.
Right.
I've done it before too. I had a lady call me. I had a lady call me one night, and she said, what was it? She was staying with this guy. He was doing drugs and drinking and beating her up all the time, but she said she wanted to stay with him because she said her kids needed a father. So what I did was I said, you know something? You're right. This guy is one of the greatest men in the world. I wish I had a father just like this. Wow, you know, thank you for bringing this to my attention. All of a sudden she come across, and she's like, I got to get out of here, don't I? I said, yes, you do. And she... We got some motivation to get her to sit there and walk out of the situation and start seeing it from a different angle, and she saw it. So that's one of the quickest realizations I've gotten, where I actually was able to actually experience it at the time. Sometimes it don't happen that quick, but I do feel like one thing, Mark, with this situation is the ideal, the resolution definitely seems like to me it sets with you.
I'll work with Michael and the others, and they'll help me figure out the best way to approach it all, I'm sure.
You will get what you're looking for. You'll get
that
guidance.
That's what I'm saying. You know, that's why I feel like you're the key, because you will go to those sources when everybody else wants to do it logically.
Exactly. I work outside the box, as I always have.
Right, exactly.
That's why I've always been the outsider.
Mm-hmm.
Even among other light workers on my shores, until the last few years, when there have been a major awakening and major energy shifts in the light workers' way shore communities, where I'm finally getting understood and to some degree, and respected and accepted. So now I have a following worldwide, which is it's a good feeling.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It is. They always say you got to trust. And that's the one thing I said, like I said before, when you start winning cards I picked up, the very first two. Trust, and to me, when I saw the Guardian Angel card, it was just saying the ideal of where you're going with divine intervention.
Right. I mean, I feel more positive now. I'm really looking forward to the full manifestation moving forward of my new website and the work behind that, of the Visionary Insight Network.
Mm-hmm.
That's our new domain that we just bought.
Right. That's going to be a good thing, too. Different avenues to reach more people.
Exactly. I mean, the Internet is the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
All right. Well, sounds good. I'm sure you probably have other calls.
But just making sure I was actually getting everything I picked up on, and I did, so...
Yeah.
But make sure I give you all the information before you go. Does anybody else have anything else they want to say to you? Go ahead, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Mark had something else to say. So.
Oh no. I'm all set for the moment. All right, so I'll talk to each of you soon. Dee, I'll talk to you soon, and Donnie, let me know when you're moving and what I can do to support you.
Okay. No problem. I will, Mark. Thank you. You have a fantastic day.
I'm looking forward to talking to you again, Mark.
All right. Love, line, blessings.
You too. Thank you.
Blessings.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye now. I'm sorry. I was a little preoccupied. I was at the idea of doing the chat room thing right now. I was like... It's kind of funny when you're the host of the show and it keeps saying you need to log back in. I was like, I am logged in. What the heck's up with that crap? So what I did was I went back and checked it out again, and now it seems, if I'm not mistaken, I think it is. I'm now the co-host. So I was like, just want everybody to know that when you see someone writing in the room and you're sitting there going, okay, it sounds like Donnie's writing in there, but it's the co-host is saying something, and actually it's one of the same, that's me. So it was crazy, but we got to go with the flow, and we're putting information in the chat room as we speak, so you could actually go there and get the information to call us in here, because we still have like 58 minutes left just now. 12:03 a.m. here in Ohio, broadcasting from Delaware, Ohio, and I'm your host, Psychic X Journeyman. You can call me Donnie, my friends do, and this is my show, Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link, here on Block Talk Radio, with my two co-hosts, Dee and April, and Dee's in Maine, and April's in North Carolina, so we have a very pretty spread out show here. We're covering all kinds of ground, almost three different directions.
Yeah.
So join us. The information is in the chat room. You know, my number for private readings is in there, but also give a call in here to get some answers to the questions you seek now. Just give us a call at 646-721-9031. Also, we'd like to give a howdy ho out there to our sponsor, Richard Perlanga, who has a website. I was looking the information up, and the book's upside down. And, yes, our sponsor, who actually has a website called divinebodywash.com. And actually, for our listeners, he's giving you a great special It's basically if you donate $25, he will give you a body. So if you don't like the body you have, he'll give you one. No. A bottle of body wash. So go check out DivineBodyWash.com. Get what it's all about because it's a great deal. For $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash, and if you donate $35 or more, he will give you additional. He will give you a body. Try to get rid of that body, aren't we? He will give you a bottle of body mist as well. So therefore, you can get those two bottles just for a donation of $35. You can get a bottle of body wash and a bottle of body mist. So check it out. That website again is www.divinebodywash.com. And his name is Richard Palanga. He was actually on the show a couple of times too, and he has a lot of things going on. And I was sitting there going over some things myself, so therefore, while we're sitting there going over some things, there's a promotion on the sponsor. Like I said before, we do private readings as well, too, so give us a call at 740-500-8863. And that's my private line, so you can contact me if you want to be a sponsor. All it takes is a $40 fee to be a sponsor for the show. And where was I going with that? To be a sponsor, it's a $40 donation, $40 fee each month where we take you, your name or product or whatever it is, we promote it on the air. At the same time, you sponsor the show so we can keep giving out the message. So and keep doing what we're doing here and give people a chance to actually check out the idea of the situation, what's going on. And here in the near future, as I get, after I get moved and that kind of stuff, we're actually going to start doing, we're going to move the show up a little bit. We're going to start doing it at 8 o'clock p.m. instead of doing it at 11. And then we're going to bring back the midnight show that we used to do, the roundtable midnight show. And then we're going to bring at least, I'm trying to right now, 3 to 4 psychics for the midnight show. But the midnight show is a different kind of format where we're going to have all the mics open. So it's definitely going to be a round table. So we always stress to everybody, when you come to the show, your mic will be open unless you specify not to be. So in the process of, we're going to still do readings, but we're also bringing topics to the table about whatever. If you have a subject that you want to bring to this situation and you want us all to discuss it and give different opinions and that kind of stuff, please do so. Even if you don't like psychics, just talk about it. Just get some insights. Maybe we can actually change your mind and help some other people look at the situation a different way too as well. So the Midnight Show is going to be coming back real soon here. We're going to put that together. And it's going to be a two-hour show as well. So probably it's going to be really busy April on Fridays and Saturdays. We'll be doing the show at 8 on Fridays and Saturdays, and we'll be doing the midnight show. So you don't have to be, but I know I'm going to be on the air for at least 4 to 5 hours straight. Because we're actually going to take the daytime shows, and we're going to increase those to 3 hours. And then we're going to do the midnight show, which is going to be 2 hours. So we're putting a lot of things together just so everybody can have a voice at midnight, a voice at 8 o'clock, not 11 o'clock in the morning, and also at 8 o'clock in the evening. So therefore, you know, it's one of those things of trying to cover all the bases. So then when we do free readings, we can actually get it out there to people who can actually take advantage of those people, well, advantage of the situation without falling asleep. Because we've actually had people fall asleep on the air. That one, I was sitting there, and I clicked on one of the queue, and all I heard was this huge snoring. And I was like, okay, there's something you'll see every day, huh? So let's get back to the show. Where was that going? Here we go. Okay, what we're going to do here is... Try to get this computer to refresh. Oh, that's where. You think you had your little curly little thing going. April, mine just stopped completely. Okay. Try this again. All right. Okay, your friend Bo Vivo. Let's see if he's there yet. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
Yep.
Welcome to the show, and how are you, and what's your name? And I think you actually know one of our co-hosts, correct?
Yeah, April. I've known her for more than a year now.
It's been at least 2 years.
Yeah, almost 2 years,
it's
yeah.
It's been a very pleasant 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, my name's Larry Bove. I live here in Idaho, middle of nowhere. April's talked about your show for a while now, and I've just kind of dismissed it. But figured, what the heck, tonight I might as well call in and see what you guys are about. And
uh-huh.
then after actually hearing some of the things that you've discussed, it wouldn't be too bad an idea, I guess, to at least shoot it across the bow and see what comes out.
Uh-huh.
So
I guess you heard some good things tonight, huh?
Yeah, I actually have. She's been practicing. You know, your co-host has been practicing on the show there. And I met your co-host from the remote viewing. I did training with Ed Dames one-on-one as a remote viewer.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually gave me praise. He said I was his best individually advanced trained student he's ever had. And he didn't give praise, so I was kind of shocked. But I've met April through the remote viewing.
It's very hard to get a compliment out of Ed.
Yeah, Ed Dames does not have... When I was doing the remote viewing work, it was intense. But so that's how I met April, working for the co-host there. And so she mentioned your show, and I thought about it, and I was like, well, I'm going to give it a shot. So I guess I could just kind of give you a quick rundown of what's going on and then see what you guys think. Sound like a plan?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So recently, my mom passed away less than 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I live, of course, in the middle of nowhere where I don't have any friends or family, so it makes it even harder. I'm right now at the end of a divorce. It's almost finalized. We're talking just paperwork away now. I'm working
mm-hmm.
for a company that the guy is basically he cheats people. He actually uses the people that work for him. He barely pays them enough to live. The switch I'm working on, I'm a cell phone switch engineer from Motorola, mm-hmm. but I came here to work for this guy. The cell phone switch he has is not actually legally licensed yet from Motorola. So I'm not actually legally allowed to work on it as per the agreements with Motorola. And I know I have like a major change in my life coming up. I've asked April a couple times to kind of help point the way, and she has, and they've been accurate. It's just still trying to figure out what in the world am I supposed to be doing next. Do I stay here? Do I move on? I have two kids, which I love to death. I love my kids. And they're here mm-hmm. in Idaho. It's just, I was kind of hoping not having to have to move away just to get my life back together. So I'm kind of asking for guidance, best way to put it.
Well, the one thing I forgot the most is the idea of the one thing that you don't want to do. I really get a very intense feeling that's moving is the way I see it going.
Yeah,
it's like one of those things that you know. It's just that you're trying to hope there's another solution to the situation, which is just not presenting itself.
Yeah, it's when I worked in Iraq twice for a total of 32 months as a contractor for KBR. And I was worked on communications networks in Iraq, and before I left both times, I remember going down to Houston, Texas, to do the training and getting ready for the trip to Iraq. And I remember being in the hotels and I remember lying there thinking, I'm just waiting for a job. I'm just waiting for work. I get the same feeling right now. So even though it would be painful to leave my kids,
mm-hmm.
it's probably what's going to be next.
But you get the kids in the end.
Huh?
You get the kids in the end.
You know, I felt the same thing. My kids actually liked being around me more than their mom. And I don't think their mom actually really invests that much in them because they look so much like me. The same steel gray eyes, the same blonde hair, the same skin tone. I'm not like pasty white, but I'm, you know, when I hit the sun, I tan just perfectly and I stay that way pretty much the whole year. So my kids tan a little bit, my wife does not. So they look like copies of me. I don't think she really actually has intentions to want to keep them with them in her life. I think the kids are going to want to come with me once I get my act back together. But the thing is, it's kind of painful because I really love my kids. But so there's that transition I'm worried about. If I do go, where do I go? And then how do I address that to my children? Like, don't worry, I'm leaving, but I'm going to bring you with. You know, how do I? So you're right. I have had that same feeling where I feel as if I'm at that hotel again in Houston waiting to go to Iraq.
Yeah. And it's just a matter of time before the plane tickets actually show up. But, you know, I sit here and look at the situation, and like I said before, things happen for a reason. And they're all panning themselves out. And I also get the impression with your soon-to-be ex-wife that she has a hard time with the kids because they do reflect you. But, like I've always said with couples, when they learn from the reflection that they give each other, it's more about that learning from that, because it's basically reflecting, like you're reflecting to your wife what she should do with her life. It's things about her and vice versa. And when she has three kids?
Two.
Would there have been three?
I think she had it was a miscarriage before I married her.
Do you know that for a fact?
No, I don't.
Because I feel like that if we take this, God, I keep getting the other word, and instead of miscarriage, I keep getting that was actually intentional. Yeah, there it is again. It keeps coming off as an abortion. It doesn't come off as a miscarriage. It comes off more of a miscarriage.
The same thing.
Miscarriage of justice is what I keep getting, so therefore we can get that part in there. But when I sit here and focus on this whole thing, this lady could actually learn a lot from her kids because they're actually extensions of her.
Okay.
They're bits and pieces of her that have actually been manifested into actually real people. So the ideal, those reflections are things about the situation and walking away from this situation and learning from each other, not the ideal because something didn't work out. But it's the idea of looking at the whole situation of two people learning about themselves and making the decision is to actually correct things that happened before in the first place. Like you said before, not following through with a lot of things you knew before you even married her. And the same thing with her in the situation of trying to find a solution out there instead of looking within herself, which she didn't do. But the three extensions are right there. That's why I keep three extensions, man. And she can still learn from even the other part that she did too as well. But with the two kids, I don't know, I keep getting that third, man. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Very
it's fine.
Strong. But
it could have been
yeah, you're going to move. And in the process of moving, it's like all I can describe it as is the idea of what I'm doing right now. In the process of making a decision to go to Colorado again is the idea of going back. Not back to where I was. It's the idea of back into the energy, back into the idea of the situation, because since I made that decision, I can see so many things happening already before I've even gotten there, which gives me the encouragement to say, okay, that's definitely a good direction and a good decision. And I know for a fact that when you make one good decision, there's usually five or six good things are going to happen because of it. And that's what I get with the situation with you, of actually focusing on making this move, because it's taking you away from the situation, but it's also taking you away from energy that she's refusing to let go of. So someone has to move on, and someone has to take care of the situation that's actually going to be best for the kids. And she's not doing that, and she's not even doing it what's best for her. She's too much wallowing in her misery and all the things that she hasn't gotten, and keeps focusing on the lack of instead of focusing on what she really wants.
Good point. Good point.
And plus, she's also a drainer. Anyway.
She was. She really, I remember being tired all the time being around her. I would lay in bed constantly, and whenever I had the energy, I'd go do stuff with the kids. I would always constantly do stuff with the kids, but I remember being drained all the time. When I moved out, I left my ex-wife to be here soon, paperwork-wise included, and I went to Tennessee to live with my uncle. And he's a very spiritual man, And I remember, I remember being so, you know, a lot more energy, a lot more vitality, a lot more crisp. It returned. So you're right. She definitely was a drainer. I never thought about that, though, but that's a darn good point.
All right. Yeah, so that's what that was like. So we was like, boom, man, she is a freaking drainer. And I just kept on seeing this whole thing all the time. Yeah, I kept seeing her all the time where it was just like, you know, I've seen this before with a lot of women who are constantly nagging, but also constantly being criticized. I mean, they're criticizing everyone and the idea of all the things that ain't good, ain't bad, and there's like, oh, this and this and this and this, and it's constantly out, yeah, constantly complaining. When it actually, the truth is, it's a person who's not taking a look at themselves. You know, like I've always said before, if you look at your husband or spouse or any, or even the world itself and say that no one loves me, that means you haven't loved yourself, and you should love yourself more that day. That's because the situation is pointing it out, or another reflection that you needed to focus and say, okay, what do I feel so discontent? The idea, the answer is discontent, disconnected.
Yeah, you were right though. She was constantly negative, constantly cutting. She had a Facebook account where I finally got to see it one time. I never paid attention to it, and she would complain, but I would not realize that she was actually complaining about me the entire time. I was like, what? Why? What did I do? I mean, we lived in her mother and father's house. I paid the mortgage and all the bills for the past 5 years before I left. And I was like, you still hate me even after taking care of your family? I don't understand this. But you got a good point. You're dead right on that. Dead right.
For example, what was she complaining about on Facebook?
Oh, if I would tease her, she's like, oh, you know, this, you know, I'm not a toy. Like, you know, I'd make jokes, but it'd be in light. It wouldn't be in a negative sense. But any small thing I would do, let's say, if I took her out for her birthday, before her birthday, and then I would take her out on her birthday, she would nag, saying, well, you just wasted a bunch of money. I was like, well, I wanted to actually do it all week long. I wanted to take you out the whole week. But she would get angry about money. She would get angry about my mannerisms. She would be angry about how I talked to her friends. She would be angry. She would be angry that I didn't do enough with the kids. But yet she would sit there on the couch and do nothing with the kids. I'm like, why? Why would you get mad at me for not doing enough with the kids when you're not even getting off the couch? I would take a picture. She would nag me.
Yeah.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah, I was sort of thinking about the whole thing. Oh, I was focus on it. When you see it for what it is, you see the thing, you see what's going on, she complains about the money because she's scared of lacking. That if you spend money carelessly, they won't have any. With the children, it's the idea of the same thing. And every time you look at any of those scenarios, it was always a lack of something or the fear of lack of something, like something's being taken away. And when you sit there and look at the situation with her, actually she's manifesting what she's putting out there, which is nothing. If she refuses to put anything out there, then, you know, let's go look at math. I mean, zero plus zero, what is that? It's zero. Zero minus zero is zero. So, you know, every time you turn around, it's what's going on. So she's getting exactly what she's putting out there. And I've seen a lot of people do this, or the idea of putting it out there, and people who do have money, who put it out there for one reason, is because of what they want back. But it shows also with the lack that she sees in everybody else, it's also, you can see the lack within herself, the lack of confidence that she has for herself. So you can look at all those scenarios and the situation, what's going on, and you realize that what you're doing right now and the decision to actually move away from the whole situation, what's going on, is a good thing, because you need to separate yourself from the whole situation so they can see her, so your kids can see her for who she is, and they can see you for who you are. Because basically all I've been hearing lately is the complaining part. But they're kids. You know,
yeah.
And they're not going to see it. They're not going to see the other part because, honestly, when kids are in certain positions, they don't look at those things anyway because they don't have to. I mean, come on, think about all of us when we used to live at home. What do we think about? This is my room. and that's all we really cared about, you know, our school or my friends or my car. We never looked at the other side of the scenario until we were away from it, like my parents split up too. And then it made it easier in the process of him living where he was living at and living with my mom that I could actually see the differences. You know, my dad didn't do nothing. You know, he carried on like he was a certain kind of person. But as soon as those two people were separated in two different areas, you could definitely see the two personalities. You could definitely see what's going on, to the point where when my dad passed away 2 years ago, I actually asked myself the question, I don't know who you are. And actually, at one time, me and my dad used to live on the same street. And the only time I ever seen my dad was in the idea of going and seeing him. I don't remember him coming to visit me at all. So, you know, so you start looking at the situation. I remember they were having a custody battle with my two brothers, and this lady came to me, she goes, who do you want to live with? And I was like, what do you mean who I want to live with? That's hands down. My mom, first of all, she got the house, she got the car, she got the money. but at the same time, she had no problem taking, one thing I was with my mom, she worked all the time. She was, you know, she was constantly working. I mean, when dad and her split up, we never saw my mom. My mom was constantly busy, work. But see, the one thing we did, which was kind of funny, because my dad had a fantastic job working for the Mead Corporation. If anybody knows about Mead, you got those notebooks and stuff out there. It's a multi-million-dollar company. And dad had the money. But it was amazing when they split up, thinking we would go from, you know, being in that situation to be even being poorer. And it was kind of funny how we actually, I remember this too, when I would go to school, I was actually considering one of the preppies after that whole situation, which I never looked at it then, but now I look about it now going, we went from, you know, this point really bad, and next thing I know, mom basically gave us anything and everything, to the point where I would think that was a little spoiled, but the situation is, I saw my two brothers who he got custody of. It was not good, not really. He let him do whatever they wanted to do. It wasn't the idea of getting custody because he wanted it, one of my brothers. It was because of he was also thinking on the lack of, too, the lack of money. And he felt like if he got the two boys and he wouldn't have to pay child support on that particular one, he'd have more money. So it's amazing how people, when they put themselves in that lack of limitation and the fear of not having anything, what they do to other people.
Yeah,
cause that fear. So I
remember
your ex. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Before I left, there was an odd dream I had, and it's kind of like one of the nails in the kind of one of the signifiers that something was wrong. I remember being, it may sound, it's going to sound crazy. I remember being strapped down to a spider web, and there were three spiders, and they kind of had representations of Angie and her mom and dad. So all three of them, because they all lived in the house. And I was like, that's such a weird mm-hmm. dream. And I remember I looked, you know, I realized I was tied down to a web, and I just cut myself free, and I walked away from the web, and they made a hole in the web, made it out of burlap this time, mm-hmm. and they kept trying to get me to get on. I'm like, well, go ahead, you know, you can sit right here. But so it really does kind of fill your story, because it's exactly kind of how it felt.
mm-hmm.
Compared to what the story you just said about your mother, your two brothers, and your dad, there, similar situation. You're right. They really did think about just taking care of themselves.
Yeah, it's okay to think about taking care of yourself, but not in the process of hurting other people. And that's when you should realize that I'm feeding into fear and letting fear make my decisions for me. Because like I've always said too, the emotions were given to us to express after we've made a decision. Not to use the emotions to make the decision. Because people have a tendency to go, well, I love you, so therefore it has to be. And I've seen so many people push the issue in the situations of the point of actually saying, I love you, to get what they want too as well. Where you look at the situation with your ex-wife, where you feel like in some sense of the word that she really doesn't know what that means because of the lack of love she's not, you know, the love she's not giving to herself.
Right.
So how could she actually really tell you that she did, when she has a tough time? What I'm saying here too is the idea of some women, when they look at their kids, it's a constant reminder of who they used to be with. It's really pointing out a lot of things about themselves they just don't want to deal with at that moment.
Right.
They have a tendency to push your kids away. So And I always believe that you can manifest anything, so put it out there. Just to turn the ideal moving.
Yeah, so the main thing I'm really concerned about is where, you know, now that you know how much I love my kids. Oh, man. So I know I have to separate myself, but since I am going to be, I know that next thing is going to come. What
mm-hmm.
will I be, where will it go? Where will I be going? And, you know, what will be the next thing? I'm trying to identify that.
You know, I said I'm concerned about the remote viewing and all that kind of stuff, but the first thing that came to me when you said that was the idea of where you're going is your decision and your choice. It's the idea of pointing it out and say, where do you want to go? Because right now, the situation of going to Colorado, it's taken me 3 years to get back, but it seemed like everything's falling into place just like it's supposed to, because I was feeding into lack. See, we've all made decisions to put ourselves in a situation that we thought was going to pan out financially. So now it's one of those things with taking the financial part out of the whole thing and asking yourselves, where do you want to go? Where do you want to live? What do you want to do? And it's actually been proven that the place that you're in can have a lot to do with it, too, as well. So you sit and look at the situation, Larry, seriously, and just ask yourself, because more than likely, I had this scenario, too. Where have you always wanted to be, or where have you always wanted to live? And sometimes it's the ideal of simply putting it out there and see what's going to happen. How would I put that? I've been to Florida 3 times, 4 times. I've been to California 3 times. I've been to a lot of places, and it wasn't until Colorado came along where I did everything I could to stay there. And then some lady came along and said, I'll promote you as a psychic and just go to Florida. So I let my guard down. And even though I felt very uneasy about the whole thing, I still went through with it just to see maybe what would happen. When I knew for a fact that what got me to that one point of all the things that I had was listening to that intuition. And that time I didn't listen to it, was put me in a situation where it was a constant getting back to the square one. But also dictating that I didn't have to go completely back to square one. You know, I don't have to start at the bottom. I can start in the middle. I can even start at the top. It's just the idea of realizing that I need to let down the resistance for each one of those levels to be in a position to actually take advantage of the opportunity to be in those levels too as well. So I sit there and looked at your situation and said, for some reason, I'm going to just say, the thing that came to me was Oklahoma.
Oklahoma?
Yeah. I heard this from my mom the other day. She goes, why would anybody want to go and move somewhere where you don't know nobody? I said, well, knowing the family I do, I know the answer to that one. It made perfect sense. You want to go somewhere where you don't know anybody. You know? But in the situation of, I've seen so many times with the scenario of past lives, it's kind of amazing that we have a tendency to cross paths with people. And we actually had situation last summer, we were talking about technology that in some processes of people, twin flames and soulmate wanting to meet each other, that they've actually manifested the technology to find them no matter where they are in the world today. I've had certain kind of scenarios with people. I always sit here and look at people and go, you know, sometimes we got to look at their backgrounds and where they're coming from, their perceptions. I was talking to someone today, too, particularly, too, was talking about that in the process of relationships, they can't be real unless there's physical, like being on the same soil with each other and that kind of stuff. When it was kind of funny that I actually got a horoscope once that told me, as a Taurus, I should open my mind up, and because technology could actually enhance my relationship. So I have the tendency to hear a lot of contradictions in case of certain things that I hear spiritually, and people have a tendency to do that from an illogical way. Or illogical, depending on what your perception looks at the whole thing. But that's what I saw. I feel like Oklahoma is just not a situation of a change of pace, but also a change of perception on looking at your soulmate, that she just might not be what you thought she was going to be, which would actually be a whole lot better for you in the process of you finding some more deeperness about yourself. I don't know if deeperness is actually a word, but it seemed like it fit at the time I said it. So let's just go with it.
you know, that brings up an interesting point now you say that. Oklahoma has all those Native American reservations on them, right?
Yes, it does.
Huh. When I looked to live with my uncle, he told us that we had Native American in us. I was like, oh, okay, neat. I didn't believe him. So he has this lady named Mom Feathers, like a shaman. She's like one of the eldest shamans for the Cherokee Nation. And I went and visited her, and she goes, and I told her the story how I wanted to learn how to heal people with my energy healing. And she said, well, you can do it. She said, I can feel it in you. Great. She says, I was skeptical. I firmly thought, wow, this is BS. There's no way I'll be able to heal people. No way in hell. I thought to myself, clearly this is impossible. So she's like, need Sweeney. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, John Sweeney, whatever. She's like, it's at a Native American conference in Marion, Kentucky. Go there, and you'll meet him. Mm. We'll see. I was like, oh, yeah, right, whatever. Okay, no problem. So I left. Didn't think much of it. Went to the conference, and there was an auction. And they're selling stuff off and trinkets and whatnot to raise money for the center. There's a painting. It's kind of struck out to me. It looks kind of bizarre. And I bid on it, and I won. It was $125. There was a lady to my right that it, and she said it was a painting with the embedded intention in it of healing. I was like, well, I'm not sick. Here, you can have it. You go pay for it, and it'll be fine. The guy who painted it was John Sweeney. And he walks up. It didn't click. All the gears didn't mesh just yet. He said, well, I can paint you one. But he had mentioned, I remember Mom Feather telling me that this guy's a healer. And I said, well, I would want to do what you do, to do the healing. He said, well, I can make your painting that says healer, that'll embed the intention of healer in it. So he painted it for me. I went up to Maine, and I got it from him. And while I was out there, he's like, I don't know if you know this, but you have Native American healer spirit in you. And I was like, oh, wow. All right. Didn't really click. I'd never tried healing. At that point, I'd never tried to heal anybody. It didn't make any sense. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is BS. There's no way. Native American, this is blah. There's no way this is going to work. Picked up the healing. I went to his house, learned how to do this Native Qigong thing to build up your energy so I could broadcast it for healing. So I went out to meet one of my uncles up in Plattsburgh, New York. A guy named... Christian Lombard. That's his new name, but his old name was Paul Gates.
Mm-hmm.
He used to do healing. It's like, oh, great, but that part of the family's, they're like Native American, as in black hair, brown eyes, really, 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 really dark skin. I mean, they look Native. So when I told him the story, he's like, well, yeah, I can show you. I can show you how to heal. It'd be fine, but you might not be able to do it. You don't know until you try. So he sat down, and he said, okay, hold your hands over my shoulder, and I want you to say these words, Larry. I want this shoulder to return to 100% harmony, 100% perfection. I said, well, I'll just do the atomical pieces inside. I'll do the bones and nerves and tendons and ligaments and blood vessels. And he's like, that's fine. Go ahead and do it. So the same tingly feeling in my hand when I was with John Sweeney, I was able to project it into my uncle's shoulder and stop the pain. Did it for my aunt and a couple other people since then, a little practice. So ever since then, I've had some weird dreams about this Native American girl teaching me how to transform into a fox, into a hound. So when you said Oklahoma, I remember the Native American land out there. Like, maybe I am supposed to go out there to meet that Native American girl, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Can you bring that up? It's kind of silly.
That's what I was going to say.
I hate telecommunications. I don't want to work on transmission sites anymore. I don't want to work on cell systems. I want to go into this healing. I want to do this healing work. But you actually mentioned that one thing, even though you, in your mind, are like, oh, it's nonchalant, Oklahoma. It brings all that forward when you mentioned it. I'm like, I'll bet you I am supposed to go there for that very purpose.
Yeah, I pulled three cards out for you. Plus, I was also, April had told me something, too, that she was picking up. That was the idea your soulmate was a Native American. And then you picked up the woman, and I picked up three cards that said romance, nurture your inner child, and relationship harmony. So when you look at those three cards in yourself and the situation, what you just said.
Yeah, see. So, okay. Oklahoma, you say.
Got confirmation there, buddy.
Interesting. Oklahoma, huh? What the heck? What do I got to lose, right?
Exactly, because seriously, when I went to Colorado the first time, I was in Wisconsin, and I was sitting there going, something? I would just love to live in Colorado, because I'd passed through there a couple of times when we went out to California, and it was at nighttime, and I saw the snow and the lights, and it just looked beautiful with some of the houses and just the sights and that kind of stuff. So I just sat there and said nonchalantly, I love to live in Colorado, and I was working for this company called Crystal Clear. And this lady called me up. I had talked to her a couple times, and she's like, I want to talk to you about something. But I want to, you know, first we'll do my reading, and then we'll talk about that. So we did the reading, and she, after the reading was over, she informed me that she lived in Colorado, and that she wanted me to come out and work for her. And I was like, I dropped the phone, boom. I was like, that was just weird. So then I sit there and came across and got the thing. I also picked the phone back up and said, really? And then the angels came through and said, you know, basically, ask for what you want. It was almost like another lesson of saying, you know, you have not because you ask not, so therefore ask. So I sit there, and the lady came across, and she said, I'd like to come up and work with me, and that's kind of stuff like that. I said, well, you know, I have no travel pay at this time. You know, and I do have, and I came across this thing real quick and said, I have these requirements, because I know you want to work with me as a psychic, so therefore, you know, you should pay accordingly on that, too, for my time. I said, I need a place to live. You're going to give me a job, and I need a way to get there. I said, if you can solve those things, I'll be glad to come out and work for you. I'd love to come out and work for you. Lady called me back in 20 minutes and told me that they're going to rent the basement out to me. This lady lives in a $300,000 home, so anybody can imagine what the basement looked like.
Wow.
And then she eventually, this is kind of funny, I got to experience a lot of things with this family, okay? It wasn't just the idea of getting from Wisconsin to Colorado. This lady also went and purchased a $500,000 home, which I actually got to live in. And at one point, I was actually taking care of her kids and taking care of her house. And at the same time, experiencing all the other things, just like everything else was, and not paying a dime for it. I remember one day she walked up and she goes, we're trying to figure if we should go down to the park, the go-kart park, or we should go to Six Flags. And I said, well, why are you asking me what you should do? And she goes, because we want you to go. We're going to pay, all expense paid trip with us to go and do this. So what do you want to do? You want to go to Six Flags? You want to go to a go-kart park? I'm like, hands down, Six Flags? And she goes, that's what the other kids said, too. How'd you know that? My favorite line is, I'm a damn it psychic. I mean, a psychic, damn it. Anyway, so we went over all these things. I told people, it's amazing when you make one decision, how all the things behind it are very positive. Because we always hear the stories about people saying, I made this bad decision and all this bad stuff happened. I said, well, on the other side of the spectrum, it happens just the same way, but it's all positive stuff. But the woman called me back up and told me that I could rent her basement out. And I never paid a dime when I got there, because I did so much work with the lady. She never asked me for anything, and neither did her husband. And her husband thought it was the greatest thing in the world. And I don't know why, but he did. I do know, but, you know, this is another story. But I thought it was kind of funny when I sat there and told her I didn't have any money to get there. And she told me that she had talked it over with her husband. They went and rented an SUV, just to come pick me up. I had never met this lady ever. I had only been talking to her through a phone service, doing psychic readings, right? Never met her before. This lady actually showed up at my apartment. Now get this, she drove from Colorado to Wisconsin with her two small children, which were, Hannah was like 3 or 4, and Michaela was like 5, going on 6, going to kindergarten. And she just put her kids in the car and drove where I was at, picked me up. On the way back, we actually stopped at a hotel, which she paid for. All I had to do was pay for my own food. And I was just like, this is so amazing. You know, you put it out there. And I did the same thing with this trip, too. I said, you know something? I went to Colorado the first time, all expenses paid. I think I should do it again. I went down when I was here this time. I've been helping my brother get his house squared away so he could rent it out again, because the people he had in there were so nasty. It took 3 to 4 months to get this place actually to where we could actually take the sign off to condemned, because they had to condemn the place to get the people out of it.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. So in the process of doing that, right, my mom and me had this discussion, and she said, how much do you think it would cost to get back to Colorado? I said, I don't know, I could check it out for you. So I did, and she said, what we're going to do is we're going to give you $500, and we're going to pay for your trip back to Colorado. So I manifested it again.
Wow.
So when I get to Colorado, I got this affirmation, my favorite one. I am now $1 million richer.
That's a good idea.
So what I did was I started off with saying, I am now getting closer to becoming $1 million richer. Therefore, I am $1 million richer. Thank you, and have a great day, because I'm going to. And I go on with my day. So,
I want to meet this lady I've seen in this dream. She's, of course, you know, kind of a skinny, taller, you know, standard Native American. The hair brown, darkest brown black, the dark brown eyes, the, you know, the darker skin color. And I've had conversations with this woman as if she was really there. And I met her sisters in another dream, which is funny. Man, I want to find that lady. I want to find that lady. I'll find a job. I'll pick up a job anywhere I go. I mean, I'm a nerd. I can actually do pretty much anything technical. I just want to find that woman. That would be the coup de grace. That would be the cat meow,
well,
right there.
Right, because I'm starting to look at the situation saying you make the decision, Larry, to go to Oklahoma, and once that trip is pretty much initiated and has been put into play, like you said before, you can find a job anywhere. But then again, if you look at the situation of working with somebody in the process of actually discovering your healing abilities, you're going to be opening a lot of doors for yourself, where the idea of working for a 9-to-5 job like you'd been doing before is going to be a thing of the past, in favor of actually making your own schedule, doing what you want to do, and actually being able to give a service to the world and the likes of most people haven't seen.
Yeah, I want to do the healing. I actually would really, I don't want to sound weird, but I'd much rather do the healing for people than work on electronics. I mean, I have had some absolutely, they found a bone spur underneath my uncle's shoulder. He couldn't sleep for months because of his right shoulder continued to hurt. I did the healing thing on him, not really knowing what I was doing. He went to a doctor about a month or so later, even though he was no longer in pain. But they said they found a bone spur. So I was able to stop the pain from a bone spur. Not too shabby for my first attempt. So I want to continue to develop this. And if Oklahoma's the place to do it, so be it. And if I meet that amazing lady, that would even be more icing on the cake.
What do you mean, Larry, if you do? When you do?
Oh, sorry. When? When I go to Oklahoma. Proper broadcast.
I'm just saying, you know. I was thinking about there for a while, too, because I just put it out there. And it was because I was wanting to go to England. And I just basically told myself the first thing it opens up, I'm gone. And it was just the idea, because I've got the same thing in my... I have a book. I have a grateful journal. And I have a list in there of 101 things that I want to do. And I don't call it my bucket list. I don't call it that. I call it my list of things to do. Because immortality is something that we can do, too. So, you know, I have all the time in the world. But when I sit there and looked at it, the very first thing on the top of that list is to go to England. Not just to go to London, England, but all expenses paid. And I really feel like it's going to happen. It's just that the idea of going to Colorado is going to be first, and it's going to be the base of operation for me. So therefore, I will have a lot of other properties throughout the world, but Colorado will be that one place I go because I've always felt more grounded and I've had more success there. So it's just the idea of doing it that way.
You
got to live your life the same way.
I'm going to research who's doing healing training in Colorado and take it. I'm going to go right for it. Not Colorado, but Oklahoma. Oh. Oklahoma.
I was going to say, now he wants to go to Colorado, man. Jeez.
Not Colorado. Oklahoma. Oklahoma, where the training would be in those Native American reservations, where they have the spiritual.
Who said? Right.
Development.
Did anybody hear someone say, not me?
I heard it.
Nope. I didn't.
What was that?
That's a good question. The way it come off, it almost sounds like one of those. You ever watch those ghost hunting shows where they do the electronic recordings of picking up voices and stuff?
Yeah,
that's what it sounded like. Because
yep.
I heard not me.
Did I just say that?
No, you were sitting there saying, "I'm going to find the healing classes in Colorado, and I'm going to go right down there." And then I was sitting there, and you said, "No." as you said, no, I heard this little, it was like a female voice say, not me, when you said you were going to go to Oklahoma.
And then after, okay, so kind of like maybe the person that's going to be with me in Oklahoma is actually maybe energetically here with me now.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it. I would not dispute that one bit, because that was actually where I was going to go to. I was saying, going, you know, connections are connections. And it's also, there's a book out there for you, Larry, who might help you out too. It's called The Soulmate Secret by Ariel Ford. If you need the information, just go to my website. I always tell people to go to my website, because I got a bunch of books on there, right? And I always tell people, when you're pulled to something, you should get it, because it's the angels showing you and your guides and that kind of stuff to give you the information so you can be more successful at what you're trying to obtain, okay? And I just feel like that book there would help you out with so much because of what you've gone through to get rid of and cut loose the residuals of all the things that have happened. What's it turn to say, Larry? You have a little bit of peace inside of you that thinks you're not worthy. And I think that you're really drawn to the healing because you're a healer, but I think it's also a three-dimensional thing, too, where it's more like you also need some healing for yourself, because I feel like when you meet this woman in this whole scenario that you're going to be experiencing in Oklahoma, I feel like it's going to be a healing situation for you, because a lot of times we can heal a lot of stuff with ourselves, but I think when it comes to actually healing things within a relationship that we've experienced, I don't think we can actually heal those things until we're in another relationship. So we can actually confront those head on and say, hey, I remember the last time I was in a situation like this. This time I'm going to approach it in a different way. And when you make a decision like that, something within you heals, which enables you to follow through with that kind of experience.
Okay. Good point. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. It makes very good sense.
So I just want you to sit there and think about that too, Larry. But that's why the move's going to happen. It's taking you away from someplace because there's just because of the energy is there. And I've seen it when I was staying at my mom's. And, you know, it's amazing. The longer I stayed there, the more I felt ungrounded. And just the people were just trying to make you feel so away. And sometimes it's amazing to watch people who go to church. And my mom reads the Bible every morning. And then she goes in the freaking kitchen and she goes, damn it. And you're like, are they supposed to say that? You know, or she sits there and she goes, you know something? Sometimes you guys are just stupid. And people go, that's not a cuss word. I know, but it's the implication of sinner saying, because someone did something with an action, that they're stupid. Stupid can really hurt people, probably because they feel it. In some sense, the word is pointing something out about them, of course. But at the same time, her intent is to get your attention to look at something. And she's going to do what she can to make you look at it. So she's not really thinking about the ideal of you. She's focusing on the situation, the problem. When she should be, I think, in some of the words of loving, caring people, being unconditionally loving, that we should be a little more laid back and to look at the situations and the people. You know, why did they make those kind of things? We can, you know, if you follow your heart through every situation and everything that you cross and every person, you always see the truth. And sometimes the truth could be simply as, I'm being an ass and being mean to this person because, you know, they're in this situation, they're doing certain things, their actions and that kind of stuff, but they're there for a reason, and they're going to learn it. And it's none of my business to do anything in the process of saying, you're doing something wrong, if I'm doing it in a nice, if I'm pointing out to it's a fact, you're doing that wrong, I don't want you to get hurt. But some people have the tendency to point out and say, you know something, that's wrong, because it's just wrong, and I'm right, and you're not. And that's right. What I'm saying with a situation like this. You just seem like there's a lot of people around you like that.
Right. You know, as you're saying that, I have a lot of weird dreams. Weird dreams. And I remember having a dream, and I'm in, it was Oklahoma, but it was this kind of a school. And we're talking about the pine cone kids. And I was like, what a weird dream. And all the little kids are planting seeds for trees on these hillsides, these barren hillsides, to plant a new forest. And I was like, what? And I'm giving them a speech to say to the pine cone to make it grow into a large tree, to make it, not a pine cone, but the seed, you know, seedling for the pine tree, so it grows into a large tree. Like, and as you're saying it, it's like, you know, you're right. It is weird how, you know, the painful you experiences you have from another actually put you in another situation. because they say they're wrong for being wrong and not for the actual reason, just because they're trying to heal you. Yeah, it's interesting. Sorry, didn't mean to. Wow. So thank you for the advice. I appreciate your time.
They're awfully quiet.
So, it was an interesting dream. I just couldn't believe it. It was in Colorado. Not Colorado, but Oklahoma. I think his microphone went off the air.
I guess it did.
So what are your thoughts, young lady?
Okay, Donnie. Hmm?
What are your thoughts?
What was that?
What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I've been listening to you. And I don't know if it means anything or not, because I remembered I used to be close to somebody who was a Kiowa out in Oklahoma. So I don't know if, you know, Kiowa will have any bearing on anything or not, but that was just one thing that popped into my mind. I don't usually remember the guy, but for some reason I did. All of a sudden, Kiowa popped up.
Kiowa? Was that a city?
No, the Kiowa Indians.
Kiowa Indians.
The Kiowa Indians, yes. They don't live on reservations.
Well, okay.
Good grief. That sounds like somebody's cappuccino machine going off.
Yeah. So Kiowa...
Well, I would agree with Donnie. I think... Kiowa. K-I-O-W-A, I believe.
Okay.
I just remember the guy. I just remember this guy. His name is George Carty. K-A-R-T-Y or K-A-T-Y, something like that. He was an interesting fellow.
Wow.
But definitely Oklahoma will be very interesting for you.
I you know,
you'll get a breath of fresh air and no more psychic vampire.
Yeah, I know.
Those people are the most draining. They just, I know what it's like. I know a psychic vampire. I've known two. One of them I got rid of. The other one, she still calls every once in a while. And I sort of let her only because she at least doesn't put me down the way some people do.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be friends, so that's why she hangs around. And because sometimes she's actually good to give me back the reading over. Not so much. But I think you're going to find a whole new adventure ahead of you. You've got a lot to offer.
Yeah, I just got to get there. Just got to find out where to go and go. I'm just not sure where to go. At least another stage.
You've got spirit guides. You've got angels. You've just got to put them to use.
Good point. Just pack up and go.
Connect with them. Yeah, right. You've got to have... Here I am giving advice to people and I need to take over it myself. You've got to have that faith. It's that leap of faith I'm seeing right now because I'm clairvoyant. I'm seeing the pool from the tarot card, the tarot deck. He's got his little back, you know, his little stick with a black banner all tied up on it, and he's about ready to just walk off the cliff. That's just about what you're doing. It's time to take that leap of faith and do what you know is right for you. Good grief. That sounds lovely.
That's definitely Intermod right there.
No, I think you're going to start to see a whole... You're going to feel so much better, so much lighter and freer and happier.
Yeah. That's the most important thing.
You've got a whole new path to travel. Yeah, you've got to find... You're going to be happy for once in your life. really happy.
So.
You deserve it. Good freaking grief, Donnie.
You know, it's funny, though. I don't even have that much. I literally, at the end of, I have pillows, three blankets.
Good Lord.
And bags still.
Something's going on. I've gotten so bad now I can't really hear you.
Oh. It seems to, is that better?
I can't, I heard that. Good freaking God, dog.
Telling you, I just got to go find out where to go now. Try it out.
Well, yeah, exactly. When you start connecting with your angels and your guides, they're going to give you the guidance you need. They're going to show you the way. You may even have one of your dreams that will. Because I think everything's going to start to open. Things are going to start to open up.
Right.
Doors are going to open up. There's going to be a lot of illumination because you're very gifted.
Very kind of you.
What?
You know, I'm looking forward to going to Oklahoma. I could do that with no problem.
that'll be interesting. Good grief.
Cancel
this is like watching one of those paranormal shows.
You know, I'm waiting for the divorce paperwork to completely be finalized. My wife, divorce paperwork. That was nice. So I'm just waiting for that paper to come in from the divorce, and then I'm free. I can head out and pay child support from there.
Right, you can kick up your heels for once.
Right, if I find an amazing woman, that would be great.
Good.
Wow. All right, I'm going to go ahead and sign out,
wonderful.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you
so
much.
To you. Oh, you're more than welcome.
I greatly appreciate it.
Namaste.
Namaste.
God, Donnie. Take care.
All right,
Donald. Bye. Okay then. I'm hanging up.